Good morning, student. Today's lecture is physical control of plant diseases. Physical control is the removal of weeds by physical or mechanical means such as mowing, grazing, mulching, tilling, burning, or by hand. The method used often depends on the area of weeds to be managed, what the land is used for physical characteristics, and the value of the land. Physical control, also known as cultural control. There are many types of physical control: crop rotation, selection of planting date for planting locations, seeding rate and compact density, irrigations, control insects and weeds, sanitization, heat of refrigeration. In the physical control of plant diseases to the pathogens, involved in heat therapy is that the pathogen present in seed material is selectively inactivated or eliminated at temperature that are non-lethal to the tissues. That heat cause inactivations and immobilizations of the pathogen. The heat causes losing of bonds both in nucleic acid and the protein component of the viruses. The nucleic acid, when the bond are disrupted, the linear arrangement of nucleotides is just disrupted, and thus the viruses loses in activity. In proteins, the bonds holding the chains of amino acids may be destroyed. Disruptions of bond causes denaturing of protein molecule, which become less soluble in water, and finally lead to coagulation. In physical control, there are many type of physical control. First of all, crop rotations. In crop rotation, rotate crop and variety over season to reduce pathogens inoculum levels. This is probably the most widely employed cultural measure in agriculture. Example, rotate soybean with corn to control soybean cyst nematodes. And so the second one is the selection of planting date or planting locations. Choose a time or place favorable for the host rather than pathogens. Avoid pathogens or its vector. Examples of this is plant cotton late to control dampening of caused by pythiums, means warm soil. And third one is seedling rate and canopy density. Adjust within row or between row spacing to open the canopy and reduce diseases that spread in the humid protected environment. And the fourth is the irrigation. And in irrigation, the pathogens can be spread in irrigations. Water of favorable by wet soils, example lead blight. And the pathogens can be controlled by flooding, example fusarium wilt on the bananas. And fifth is the control insects and weeds, insects, vector, viruses and other pathogens or vectors, and increase canopy density. And six is sanitization. In sanitization, keep area free of diseased plant material by pruning diseased branches, fire blight, plowing under or burning debris, washing and sterilization, harvesting and processing equipment. Rhizosphere soft rot, poor sanitizations contributed to the lead blight outbreak, the cost, the iris famine. And the seventh is heat of refrigeration. Hot air, water or steam treatment are used to kill pathogens in seed or propagation materials. Harvested fruit and vegetables are kept refrigerated. Physical method for the seed-borne pathogens. In some of the seed treating procedure do not involve the use of fungicides. The physical agents like hot water or hot air or steam is used to eliminate the seed-borne infection. This method are successfully used in controlling certain internally seed-borne diseases like loses smut of wheat and systematically infected diseases caused by bacterial viruses and viral and phytoplasma in the hot water treatment is widely used for the control of seed-borne pathogens, especially bacteria and viruses. And the temperature for the used hot water is used 52 degrees Celsius for the different species. And in the hot air treatment, is less injurious to seed and is easy to operate, but also less effective than hot water treatment. Used to several diseases of sugar canes. It is employed for treating canes which are soft and succulent. And the hot air treatment at 54 degrees Celsius for 8 hours effectively eliminated. Similarly, grassy shoot diseases of sugarcane has been controlled by hot air at 54 degrees Celsius for 8 hours. And steam and aerated steam. The use of aerated steam is safer than hot water and more effective than hot air in controlling seed home infections. The heating capacity of water vapor is about half that of water and 2.5 times the temperature control, and no damage to seed coat of legumes. As gaseous water molecules steam condense into a liquid, they release much more latent heat than that give out as warm water cools. Aerated steam provided an opportunity to treat soil at temperature lower than those possibility with pure steam. In the moist hot air treatment, and this method is effectively used in sugarcane to eliminate grassy shoot diseases. Initially, the sites are exposed to hot air at 54 degrees Celsius, then exposed to aerated steam at 50 degrees Celsius for 1 hour, and finally to moist hot air and 54 degrees Celsius for 2 hours. And this is treatment is used called the moist hot air treatment. And the other physical methods are like refrigerations. It is an accepted fact that the low temperature at or slightly above the freezing point check the growth and activities of all such pathogens that cause a variety of post-harvest diseases of vegetables and fruits. A quick hydrocooling on air cooling to remove the excess heat carried in them from the field to prevent development of a new or latent infections. And in radiations such as ultraviolet, X-rays, virus, as particulate radiation have been studied to control post-harvest diseases of horticultural crops. Some plant pathogens, fungi, spotulate only when they receive light in the ultraviolet range below 360 nanometer. It has been possible to control diseases on greenhouse vegetables caused by species of these fungi by covering or constructing the greenhouse with a special ultraviolet absorbing. The other method is burning. In burning, control burning may alter the environmental and after plant disease response, providing both a temperature effect and a means of destroying the pathogens. Burning removes the above soil body of the weeds, killing most of the plants. If carried out before seed, it can prevent the further spread of weeds. Burning can be undertaken over a wide area with minimal human input. As with tilling, burning exposes the soil surface to erosion. If burning is used as a control method, caution should be exercised to minimize the rise of harm to the environment and to those undertaking the activity. And the other method is tilling. And the tilling, the plugging or cultivation method that turns over the soil, buries the wheat beneath the soil. This provide a barrier to the such sun, therefore killing the weeds. Tilling is a form of physical control that can be easily undertaken over a wide area using agriculture machinery. Thus, method is useful for making soil ready for planting new crops, but it can lead to damage in soil structure and exposes the soil to erosion and further invasion by weeds. And the other method is mulching. In the mulching, by covering the ground with a layer of organic material, suppresses or kills weeds by provide of a suppresses or kills weeds by provide of a barrier between the weeds and sunlight. Mulching has an added advantage in that it improves the condition and moisture level in the soil. Planting competitive and desirable plants that provide a dense cover, the weed suppresses weed growth in a similar way to mulching. For plant disease control, different pathogens, management are used. For the bacterial diseases, management are used. Certified planting stock. In planting stock, avoid plants that have suspicious bumps, cankers, abnormal growth. And in garden sanitizations, rid garden of plant debris by tilling practices that aid breakdown. And in irrigations, sprinkle irrigation increases bacterial diseases. Avoid wet locations. And in crop spacing, high density planting have increased canopy humidity, and crop rotations reduce initial inoculum. And management for viral diseases, certified planting stock, avoid plants that have suspicious bump, cankers, abnormal growth. And in garden sanitizations, rid garden of plant debris and weed by tilling practices that add breakdown. And resistant varieties reduce the presence of vectors, use insecticides, sticky cards, pheromones, etc. And worker sanitizations, clean tools and hands, often handling viruses, infected plants. And for the nematode management of nematodes, crop rotation to non-host plant reduce nematode population. And resistant varieties, certified planting stock, avoid plant that have suspicious bumps, cancer, abnormal growth. Garden sanitization, rid garden of plant debris by tilling practices that aid breakdown. And the principle of plant diseases management, integrated management uses all pertinent information regarding crop pathogens, history of diseases, varietal resistant, environmental condition, land, labor and cost of treatment. Main goals of integrated management are eliminate or reduce inoculum, reduce the effectiveness of initial inoculum, and third is increase resistance with the host, and fourth is delay the onset of diseases, and fifth one is slow the secondary cycles. And this all uses several methods in which routine use provide diseases control. And for the management of fungal diseases, fungicides serve as a protectant, and timing in crucials, observe and take careful notes regarding pests, outbreak and pesticides applied. And resistant varieties, powdery mildews and vascular wilts, certified planting stock, garden sanitizations, rid garden of plant debris by tilling practices that it break down, proper irrigation and drainage, match the water penetration rate with application rate, crop rotations reduce initial inoculum, and management. This is the method of controlling the plant diseases by physical method. And the regulatory control and diseases management means quarantine, the prevention of pathogens entering new reasons is known as exclusion and is to achieved by quarantine or by treating propagation material elimination before its introduction. If an outbreak of disease occur in a new area, efforts are made to eradicate the pathogens from that area. Risk management aims to reduce the risk of introduction and establishment of pest species, for example, by fumigating biological material when it enters the country. Ways to do the management: sanitization, disease-free propagations, material eradication, and the resistance. Processing quality that hinder the development of a given pathogen. Uses of genetic engineering technique: insert the plant with the gene that codes for production of enzymes or toxins that could interfere pathogen's infection. Resistant to diseases various among plants. It may be either total, a plant is immune to a specific pathogen, or partial, a plant is tolerant to a pathogen, suffering minimal injury. The two broad categories of resistance to plant diseases are vertical specific and horizontal are non-specific. A plant variety that exhibit a high degree of resistance to a single race or strain of a pathogen is said to be vertically resistant. This ability usually is controlled by one or a few plant genes. Horizontal resistance, on the other hand, protects plant varieties against several strains of pathogens, although the protection is not as complete